It's What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST.
Hi, PST listener Carter's here, and he is not vibing with what his fiance wants them to do to save money for their wedding and a house and, you know, all this stuff. She wants them to move in with her parents instead of getting their own place. Right, Carter?
Oh, gosh, yes. Isn't that the worst idea ever? Like, how are we supposed to, you know, do it with her parents in the next room? We just got engaged. This is awful.
Okay, will they really be in the next room? How big is this house?
It's not big at all. Oh, man. I don't know. What was she thinking?
Well, I think she's thinking just more practically. Like, weddings and houses are expensive. Like, I get it. And so is rent. But, I mean, I do hear you, too.
Okay, look, I mean, listen, we're not the first couple to ever get engaged and have to save money, right? I mean, we'll do it. It's just, I don't know. She rushed out. She got a second job. I'm just like, chill. We'll be fine.
She's hustling. Maybe you can get a second job if you don't want to move in with your future in-laws.
Oh, no way. I am so exhausted when I get home from work. I work long hours. And that's another thing. Like, how am I supposed to relax and watch TV if someone's always around?
What's the big deal about that? Do you, like, relax naked or something?
No. But, like, I don't think, look, if I want to hang out in my boxers, I want the option to be there. I just think we need our own place. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe she'll have to stop getting her nails done and save money that way. I won't go out as much. I'll just have the guys over instead of going out.
I mean, I don't know if she's going to like this. Maybe it'll be okay to move in with her parents just for a little bit, maybe a few months or something. You'll save money faster, though. You got to trust me on that. I'm living that.
No, because we're adults. I feel like it's such a cop-out. I mean, again, we need privacy. We're just engaged, so I just don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Like, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to hurt her parents' feelings. I actually like them. They're really cool. But I just don't think moving in with them is going to help us in the long run. It's going to hurt us. So I'm just wondering, do we or do we not move in?
All right. I hear you. I do hear you. All right. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get some advice from, you know, our listeners and stuff. We're going to talk about it, and then we'll bring you back on and tell you what they said, okay?
Please.
We got you.
I have so many thoughts about this. I really don't think this is that big of a deal. I currently live at my parents' house. My boyfriend also lives at his house, but we pretty much spend every day together. We flip-flop whose house we're going to, so we basically are living this reality. I don't find anything wrong with it. Everything is so expensive right now. Everybody treats their wedding like it's the royal wedding. You're not Meghan Markle. You're not Prince Harry. You know what I mean? And everybody has to take out loans or save up for so long just to pay for these weddings. And it's just a lot. So I don't see this as a bad option if you do want to treat your wedding as the royal wedding. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Gianna, you are so close with your family. Like, I don't know anybody closer than you and your family. I just don't know if this is the great option for everyone.
And you know what? I mean? I guess you're right. It's not for everyone.
I don't know if I could do it.
But I think just for a little bit of time, you got to just suck it up and think about how it'll benefit you financially in the long run.
How do you do it?
Is that really a priority? I don't think that needs to
be a priority, but it is. Intimacy is a big thing in a relationship, right?
It's a point. I get it.
How does that work? You just got to make sure no one's home?
I guess. I don't know.
Awkward.
I do see that there's some sort of awkwardness, and you hit a certain age where it gets awkward.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, they're engaged now.
It's a little different when you're engaged. I do hear that.
I don't think your boyfriend's hanging out in his underwear, right?
So no.
There's a bit of a, you got to be careful because you're under your parents' roof type of thing.
Right.
If you're not vibing with that, then yeah, you got to get your own place. You know what I mean?
I just think for financial comfort in the long run, I think it's worth it.
All right. Do you know anybody? Is it you that's living this where you're trying to save money, but you don't know what to do about the living situation here? Can you call us? PST, your number one hit music station. Carter is like, no way do I want to move in with my in-laws. I just got engaged. How are we going to do it? That's what he said.
Yeah, he did say that.
Or hang around in his boxers. His fiance wants to move in with her parents. Both of them move in with their parents.
Right.
And not rent their own place to save money for a wedding, a house, all the future stuff.
Ugh.
He's like, how's this going to work?
It's just hard.
Let's go to the phones. We got Kate in Jersey on the line. Now, you did this, right, Kate?
Yes. I sure did. I actually moved in 2020. My long-term boyfriend and I moved in with my parents, and it was hard. Intimacy was definitely an issue, and it took a lot of hard work. Even though we did get our house out of it, we were able to save up. It took a lot of hard work to get us back. So definitely have to weigh the pros and cons there if it's something that'll really work for you.
Oh, I don't like that. She had to get us back. That's not good.
Oh, I don't like
that. I mean, she got her house, but...
Oh,
doesn't yeah, sound like she'd do it again.
Yeah, that's a scary line.
They
kind
of lost themselves. Ooh, no. And when when you first get engaged too, that is like the happiest time ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or it should be.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Scott in Horsham because he lived this life too, right, Scott?
Yes, I have. And it was a little bit stressful, but honestly, it wasn't that bad. If I had to, I'd do it again.
Really? Now, opposite of Kate. Interesting. All right, let's go to Desiree in East Windsor. What do you think, Desiree?
Personally, I think it wouldn't be the most ideal situation, but financially, in the long run, I think it would be good for them. You know, weddings and saving up for houses and stuff are expensive.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got to be so solid in your relationship, though, is what it sounds like.
It's
true. So solid. I mean, you should be anyway if you're getting married. But boy, what a way to test it.
Here's the thing, and I think I've been playing devil's advocate on this, I think, because I live this, and I think it's that bad because I don't really know any different yet.
You don't. You've been doing this since high school.
Exactly. I've been with my boyfriend since freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
So nothing's really changed. And it also depends on who the parents are.
Well, that's true.
If you have parents who are all up in your business,
yeah,
then
it
may not work. Let's see. Diana in Blackwood said it depends on their current situation as well. Are they living with their parents now or
it doesn't
sound like it. So
yeah.
she was saying that going through a change like this might be really difficult if they're already out on their own. Let's see.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people in the app chat.
I think you're right. I think I could have kept living at home, but I think if once I got out, I never would have gone back.
Jackie and Ben Salem said, it's hard if you have parents that are really involved and like to voice their opinion, which is kind of like,
yeah,
you don't really know who these people are, which is kind of hard.
Well, and there's a Snapchat from Ewing saying maybe they can fix up the basement so it's like their apartment, like more privacy.
Right.
But that takes money.
It does.
The idea is not to spend money, to save money.
And then you're going to fix up your parents' basement before you even have a house of your own. You know what I mean? You're going to need that money to fix up your own basement.
I don't know if they're paying for it.
Ugh, man.
What are we telling him? Oh, God.
I mean, I feel like most people are saying it's not
okay.
That bad, but you need to prioritize your relationship in the process.
I like that. All right, let's bring him on. Carter?
Yes.
All right, so here's the deal. A lot of people saying you really got to be solid in your relationship, so you may have to, like, pick your battles. But they're saying it's not that bad if you have to save money. Just you got to keep each other, like, first priority.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm.
It's just hard because, you know, yeah, okay, you only have one wedding, so you're saving up for it and everything, right? But you'll also only be engaged for one period of time.
I do hear that. Well, maybe get that second job, like I was saying. Suck it up and get your own place, and then you can do it whenever you want.
Then I'll be too tired.
Thanks for calling.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Are guys ever too tired to do it? My husband is never too tired to do it.
Oh my God.
Ever. All right, coming up, 7:30 this morning. So Gianna is telling me she has a new hobby.
I do.
I can't wait to hear this because she does things for like a day and then she stops.
This one's going to last. I'm telling you, Chris Rollins.
We'll find out. 7:30.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Yeah, so Gianna's telling me she has a new hobby. I don't believe it for a second.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's Chris of the crew. It's actually just Chris and Gianna this morning. Joe has the day off today.
He does.
Just the girls hanging today. So what? Tell me about this new hobby.
So I've been really into my fitness lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, summer's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm taking up pickleball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm finally getting on the pickleball trend.
That's very trendy right now.
I know. And I haven't hopped on the trend yet. I tried. You know what? I really have to be entertained when I'm working out.
I think pickleball is entertaining.
That's what I'm saying. I think I can't. I don't like going to the gym and just lifting weights. Like, it's
monotonous,
a lot,
right?
I have to put on a show while I'm walking. I'm very high maintenance when it comes to working out. So my friends decided that they want to take up pickleball, and I think I'm going to join them.
But do you realize, I think pickleball is quite the workout. Like, I think it's a lot.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing I'm worried about, is that it looks a little intense. First of all,
are you coordinated? Like, are you good?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I guess we'll find out, right?
I have to tell you, though, there are cute rackets. Cute.
My friends and I were on Amazon. We were going to get cute tennis skirts, okay, with the little skirt, like the skirt.
Yeah.
And then you can get your matching paddle the same color.
Okay, a couple of days ago, you took some hot girl laps around this building.
I'm still doing that.
During songs. You didn't do it yesterday.
Well, no, I did it at home yesterday.
Okay, not here.
I did walk yesterday.
Remember you said you told everybody in the office that you're going to start doing laps, and then we had the people next door say to us, hey, what happened? Gianna did laps for a day.
Well, I wasn't clear on that, now was I?
This is what she does.
Here's the thing.
This is what Gianna does. She does things. She is so into it. She'll do it for a day, and that's it.
Well, I was very into it. Yesterday, I did walk for 45 minutes. Okay. Are you proud of me?
All right. Well, you were injured, too.
I am injured.
Tell them about your injury.
Well, the other day, I was on my hot girl walk, and I decided to wear new shoes, and I have a gnarly blister on the back of my right foot. So I'm a little out of commission right now. I got to take it a little easy, but...
She's on the bench.
So, yeah, I'm warming up the bench right now.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Wednesday's edition of Can't Beat Chris is here, and who is our opponent on the line? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's Victoria from Barnegat.
Victoria, is this your first time taking on Chris Rollins?
It is.
Are you feeling confident?
I am very confident.
You hear that, Chris? Oh, Victoria boy. Is very confident.
Oh, boy. We'll see how it goes.
I love that. All right, Victoria, we're going to kick Chris Rollins out of the room. You're going to get three questions, and when Chris gets back, she'll answer the same three. We'll see who got more right, okay?
All right, I'll be back.
Here we go, Victoria. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered 25 years ago today on which TV network?
I'm going to lock in Nickelodeon.
Perfect. Question number two. Filming for the new season of The Real Housewives of Orange County is wrapping up. Name any housewife from that show.
Lock in Tamara Judge.
Love it. All right, the third and final question. Oreo has a new Sour Patch Kid flavor. What is the Sour Patch Kid's slogan?
I'm going to lock in sour than sweet.
Sour than sweet. All right. As we motion for Chris Rollins to come back in the room, Can't Be Chris is powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Go ahead and jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets, philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Victoria has locked in her answers. Let's see how you do when you get the same three questions.
Okay.
First question for Chris. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered 25 years ago today. Which TV network did it air on?
That would be Nickelodeon.
You both said Nickelodeon, and you're both correct.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
We're off to a battle, 1-1. Question number two for Chris. Filming for the new season of The Real Housewives of Orange County is wrapping up.
Is Lisa Rinna in that one?
Lisa Rinna is Beverly Hills.
Oh, it's my downfall. Victoria, the Housewives are my downfall.
Victoria said Tamara Judge, and Tamara Judge is a Real Housewife of Orange County. So Victoria is out to a 2-1 lead, Chris.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh boy, Victoria, how you feeling? You feeling confident?
I'm feeling confident. I am.
I love this. Okay, the third and final question for you, Chris. Oreo has a new Sour Patch Kid flavor. What is the Sour Patch Kid slogan?
Not even sure I knew there was a slogan. I have no idea. It would be, ooh, that's sour.
Well, that's not right. No, I want to say Victoria said sour than sweet, which used to be on some of their things, but the answer we were looking for was sour, sweet, gone.
Oh,
so you guys,
neither of us got that.
Both got that one wrong.
But if my math is correct, Chris Rollins lost to Victoria 2-1.
She beat me.
Victoria, you just beat Chris Rollins.
Chris, give me the Frasier thing.
Oh, man, I hate saying this. I am Chris Rollins, and I cannot beat Victoria in Barnegat.
For beating Chris today, you get a pair of tickets to see Teddy Swims at the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City on Saturday, September 28th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Teddy Swims brings his Everything But Therapy tour to Ovation Hall on Saturday, September 28th. Tickets on sale now at theoceanac.com. But hang on, Victoria.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Bumble made a pretty big change. You know, Bumble's known as like the dating app that requires women to make the first move. But now they're helping you out if you don't want to initiate things. There's a new feature called Opening Moves that lets, you know, female users set a prompt which guys can respond to.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cool. So their example's a little lame, but the prompt is, what do you like about my profile? And you can make it anything you want. The idea is that you're signaling the guy that he can initiate the chat.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's
I like
fun.
That too. Why does it have to be all women?
And yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you want on vacation?
A drink.
Do you know the number one answer on this new poll is fast Wi-Fi?
Okay.
Come
relax.
On. Can't we like disconnect a little bit? A little bit?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Ugh, that's the one place where I like to put my phone down when I'm on vacation.
I know. There's so many other things to do when you're away.
I want to stare at the ocean.
I know.
Or have a drink in my hand, like you said.
Do something.
So Britney's back on Instagram.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, boy. So she posted a video. Then she deleted it. Hopefully there's somebody watching after her that said, Britney, let's delete this.
Right.
We got a little audio before it was deleted. So she calls her sister a B-word. It's so weird. Like, she's making fun of Jamie Lynn, her
right.
sister, when she did that reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Oh, cater to me, little bitch.
And she goes on and on and on. It's almost like, I hate to say it's gibberish.
She was going on and on about how people were catering to her, and she was like, oh, feel sorry for me, I'm Jamie Lynn. And it was just a lot of blabbing, and it was
she definitely
weird.
Needs some intervention, I think. She definitely needs an intervention.
It was very odd.
All right, there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the Crew.
And on the way, just after 8 o'clock, we're having the great breakfast bread debate here in the studio. Come on. I don't even think there's another answer. Like, what is your pork roll, egg, and cheese best on? I'm not going to say any more for right now.
We don't agree.
We're going to open the phones, and we're going to have a debate. All right, so just after 8 o'clock, we'll do it. And don't forget the 9 o'clock hour, Billie Eilish concert tickets. If you want to win them before you can buy them, you got to be listening for a Billie Eilish song in the 9 o'clock hour. You got to be caller 9 when you hear it. She's coming to Philly October 5th.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST.
Okay. It's Chris and Gian. Joe's off today, so Dan is in Joe's seat here. Okay, so the great breakfast bread debate.
Yes.
It's hard to say.
It's a lot going on.
Gianna here and I are not agreeing.
Okay.
A pork roll, egg, and cheese. You know what? The phones are open. 609-243-9778. Join in whenever you want. We're both Jersey girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
A pork roll, egg, and cheese has to go on a Kaiser roll.
That's the classic version, right?
You're from Jersey.
Absolutely.
It's got to be on a... I don't even call them Kaiser rolls. We call them hard rolls. That's what we
yes,
called them growing
me too.
Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody, yeah.
Gianna here doesn't agree that that's the best bread for a pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Is there another option that you prefer?
A pork roll, egg, and cheese goes on a bagel. And I don't care if it's an egg bagel, an everything bagel, a salt bagel, whatever that bagel is, that's what it belongs on.
And look, I'm not putting down a sandwich that's on a bagel.
That sounds
look,
delicious.
But I don't
just
think
the
that's the ultimate. Like, if you had to pick one, I don't think you pick the bagel.
And look, I don't think hard rolls are bad.
You
per
call them
se,
stale.
But they do have like a stale flavor. If somebody were to serve me that for dinner, I would eat it. But is that the most ideal way to eat a pork roll, egg, and cheese? Absolutely not. I feel like there's not enough. A bagel I would eat on its own with butter. Call it a day.
Oh, I would eat a Kaiser roll on its own with butter.
It's not as satisfying as a bagel. There's something about a bagel sandwich. A Jersey bagel, pork roll, egg, and cheese. It is superior to a hard roll.
I think
roll.
It belongs in the top three, but definitely not number one.
This is quite a debate.
I know.
Right?
Where do you stand
this
on this
hard.
Debate, Dan?
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, close your eyes and picture a pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwich. And I guarantee most real New Jerseyans out there are thinking of the hard roll.
Absolutely.
However,
I think
I do enjoy a good bagel sandwich. And if I was craving one of these two options
Which
right now,
what would you go for?
Gianna said the everything bagel with the pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Good.
That sounds amazing
right
about now.
All right. So look, the phones are already ringing. The great breakfast bread debate. What is your pork roll, egg, and cheese best on? And I would even say I love a croissant, too.
That's a good argument.
Throw that in.
I love a croissant
English
sandwich.
Muffin. Maybe the biscuit option. I mean, that's really getting fancy, right?
These are all good options.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got to call us right now, 609. So we're having the great breakfast bread debate. That's hard to say. I don't know why we're calling it that. Anyway, come on. Pork roll, egg, and cheese belongs on a Kaiser roll, right? I don't know. There's a difference of opinion here in the studio, though. Jonathan's answering the phone's like, people are passionate about this. Dan Zarrow's
of course,
here.
Yes.
Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. He's kind of playing referee. I say Kaiser roll all the way. I'm a Jersey girl. Although, Gianni, you're a Jersey girl, too.
And here's the thing. I don't necessarily disagree with a Kaiser roll, with a hard roll, with a pork roll, egg, and cheese. But I think bagels are just superior when it comes to these sandwiches.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick, and then Dan's got a little surprise for us. Or do you have to tell us now? Do you have to bounce?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
you're
good.
Let's get some opinions.
Let's go to Amber in Mount Holly, because Amber says Kaiser roll all the way, right?
It's got to be a Kaiser, and hear me out. I like over easy egg. So the Kaiser, because it's drier, absorbs like the yolk and the grease and all the stuff without it falling all over the place. It stays in that Kaiser roll.
You are so right. And just the grease of the pork roll, too. It gets absorbed by the Kaiser.
Because the Kaiser's outside is harder.
Yep.
It takes it all in.
She knows. She's so smart.
Can I just say, I've never had it with an over easy egg.
Neither have I.
I have, and it's fantastic.
That's amazing.
So good.
I like scrambled. Not even the fried egg, but scrambled egg. All right, let's go to Tracy and Del Ram, because she says we're missing the point here. Right, Tracy?
So I feel like we're kind of missing things. So pork roll, egg, and cheese, I love it. It's my go-to for breakfast sandwiches. But when you really think back, say, 25, 30 years ago, I'm dating myself, but say Ocean City Boardwalk, right? It was really just pork roll and cheese on a Kaiser, right? There wasn't the egg. The egg kind of came along later in time. So I feel like the modern version of my go-to is now pork roll, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
I love it.
I didn't realize the egg came in later.
She does have a point, actually, because I would consider, since we're having the breakfast bread debate, I would say the breakfast is a pork roll, egg, and cheese on a bagel. The lunch or dinner option is a pork roll and cheese on a hard roll.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you on that
I think that makes a lot of sense.
No, Thank it does. You. All right. So Karen, very passionate about this. Hey, Karen. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Tell us what you think.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese has no business being on anything except a Kaiser roll.
You have a point, Karen.
Sounded like a true Jersey girl. Now, Dan Zarrow was just out in the
out of our last little chat, and what do I find sitting on the table? Our friends at the Ewing Diner brought us today pork roll, egg, and cheese on a croissant.
Look at that.
Ooh.
That's my second choice.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica,
that's my second choice.
Jessica is also on the line. Jessica, what do you think?
So I'm a little different. I think a soft, sweet brioche bun.
Oh.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese on a brioche.
I do like brioche.
I could so get behind that.
I don't know if I've ever thought of doing that, but I do like brioche. I just never thought of those because a brioche roll does have a taste.
I think there's like a couple different questions in play here. What's the classic? What's your favorite?
True.
What's your, splurge me?
It's so true. It's so true.
What's your splurge?
Alex and Florence said 100% everything bagel. It belongs on an everything bagel.
I do like an everything bagel. Yeah. I just don't think it's number one on the list.
Let's see. Bernie and Haynesport. I'm on Gianna's side. I love pork roll, egg, and cheese on a bagel. It's so, so good. And even if you toast the bagel. May in Pittsburgh said a croissant. Kimberly and Ewing said chocolate chip bagel.
Oh, chocolate with the pork roll?
Apparently.
Although, you know what? I do
Can't knock it till you try it.
When I go down the shore in Ocean City, Uncle Bill's Pancake House, when I do chocolate chip pancakes and they bring me a side of pork roll and I kind of mix it all together.
You get that salty and sweet.
Yeah.
I think we all have something we have to try. We got to add that to the list.
Does sound good.
I do see one on Melissa and Brown's Mill said hard roll, salt, pepper, ketchup. So.
Hard roll, classic. Salt, pepper. Yeah, that is the classic.
Can we just agree that we can't discriminate against any bread?
How about I need a pork roll sandwich like right now?
This is mine. I'm going to go eat
Dan,
it now.
Give me yours.
Get your own.
It's 8:17. It's Chris and the crew. Listen, at 10 o'clock, we're kicking off summer with a trip to Tampa Bay. You and your bestie could be headed to see Justin Timberlake, all courtesy of RCA Records. Airfare, hotel, $500 in spending money. It's all yours. Sponsored locally by Hyundai of Trenton. Or, you know, of course, we're going to give it to you at 10 o'clock. 10, 1, and 4 every weekday now.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, on the way. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, Gianna has a new hobby. That's what she's telling me.
I too.
I don't believe it.
It's going to last.
Is this
going to
last more than one day?
Yes.
All right, she'll fill us in, 8:30.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
So Gianna tells me she's, sorry. Gianna tells me she's picking up pickleball.
I am.
I'm only laughing because she does things for like a day and then she won't do it again.
This is different this time.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really focusing on my physical fitness.
You said knitting was going to be different.
Yeah, that wasn't... yeah, well, I don't know. But anyway, so pickleball on the other hand.
Oh, yeah?
My friends are getting involved with the whole pickleball thing.
Oh, so they're going to hold you accountable.
Yes, like I need somebody to knock on my door. Say, Gianna, we're going to play pickleball. Let's go.
Yeah, because the other day here in the office, she was committed to doing laps during the show, like during commercials and while you're listening to songs and stuff. She was going to hot girl walk around the building.
Well, here's the thing.
And that lasted a day.
Because we don't have enough time to do that. Usher only sings for 3 minutes. How many steps can you, I guess you can get a lot. But
you were so committed.
But now I decided that I'm walking at home and I've kept up with that for two whole days. So. Okay. We'll see if it continues to today, but after this whole walkathon ends in my land, maybe pickleball will start, and I need to get a cute little tennis skirt. I'm looking at skorts on Amazon. My friends and I want to do color-coordinated outfits. I feel like this could really be a thing.
It's very trendy right now, so you'd be perfectly on trend.
Thank you.
We'll see how long this lasts.
It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
It's vacation season, right? So this new poll asked, what's the number one thing the perfect hotel must have? Everybody gave their answers. The number one answer on the list, fast Wi-Fi.
I don't agree with this, personally.
Come on, put your computer down. Put your phone down. Enjoy your vacation.
And I'm a very TikTok-driven person, so if I'm saying it, put it away.
Number two is a king-size bed. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Number three is smart TV. Again, what are you doing in your room?
I have to say, though, when you're trying to go to sleep and the only thing that's on is the news, I'd like to fall asleep to The Office of some or something like that.
Okay. Like attractions nearby is number four, and a restaurant in the hotel is number five.
I agree with the restaurant thing.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good list. So Dave & Buster's, big Dave & Buster's news. They're going to start letting you gamble on games.
Wow.
That's fun. So you and a friend could jump in one of those car racing games and put like a $5 bet on it.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So they're rolling it out over the next few months in all 223 locations. So the one in Philly is going to be doing it too. So you're going to need to be a loyalty member because they're running it through like this new feature on their app. You got to be 18, of course, to bet. They haven't said which games you're going to be able to bet on, but I'm thinking a lot of them, like most of them. A few that are mentioned, Skee Ball and Hot Shots, that basketball game. I could do
that. Oh, yeah. That's right? Fun, though.
They're planning to limit, though, how much you can wager so you don't, like, lose your shirt while you're there. They haven't said exactly what the limit is, but I'm hearing the average bet is going to be around $10.
That makes sense. Cool. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, so Skittles has announced this new promotion where they're offering one person the chance to live in like a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year.
Wow.
This is all a part of their promotion for Skittles Littles. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They just came out this year. So it's not just any apartment. It's like a Skittles themed apartment.
Oh, I love that.
Like lots of bright colors, Skittles decor, stuff like that. The building's pretty cool. It's got a fitness center, rooftop deck. You know, like it's a nice place. So you can enter for your chance to win now through May 21st is the deadline at skills.com/littlesliving. And we got to talk Brittany here. So she's back on Insta. Remember, this whole week, everybody's been talking about how she's really spiraling out of control and somebody needs to get control.
Yeah.
Like almost suggesting that she probably should be put under another conservatorship. Maybe not a strict, awful one like her dad provided, you know, but something.
Just having someone monitor and help her along the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've seen all the videos of her looking totally unstable on Instagram. Then she went off Instagram. Now she's back on and she posted a video, then deleted it. so weird, though. She's making fun of her sister, Jamie Lynn, when she did that reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Listen to a little bit of it.
I'm, like, stuck in the jungle, and I miss my kids. Oh, cater to me, little bitch.
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
Not
good.
All
right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
All right, so YOLO's done. What else is done, John? There's a bunch of, like, those, you know, terms that you use that, yeah, you got to stop using, like, right now. It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Gianna today. Joe actually has the day off. Just the girls hanging. And it's funny because Joe's the one who says YOLO.
I know. I sometimes catch myself thinking YOLO as a joke, but I don't think I've ever said YOLO seriously. Maybe in 2010 I did.
I agree. It's like a joke.
It's done now. People are saying to not use R-O-F-L. R-O-F-L is done. Roll on the floor laughing.
On the floor.
Yeah, that's
I never did.
Yeah, please don't do that. I'm not. Yeah, not. So.
Not even in text did I do that. Like, not even ever.
That is not my thing. If you want an alternative for R-O-F-L, use the skull emoji.
Oh, you do that.
I use the skull emoji a lot. It just means like, oh my God, I'm dead.
Dead.
Cracking up. I'm dead. People are saying to stop calling things fire, which I do all the time. I'm like, that's fire.
You do that.
Lit is back in style now. There's something about lit that's cringy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a Chris Rollins thing.
Like, it's lit. That was, like, cool maybe 5 years ago, and I feel like I don't know if I agree with
that
one.
Middle school?
Maybe it's coming back.
I feel like I hear.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, younger kids are into that.
Kids doing that.
People aren't calling things gross anymore. You have to say it's giving me the ick, which I do say ick a lot.
Okay, I still say gross.
And an alternative.
But I like the ick, actually. I kind of like that.
I say ick a lot.
Yeah.
And the last one that made this list of the slang words that you need to totally get out of your vocabulary is give me the 411. Please don't say 411. Let's not do that. Right now, people are saying spill the tea, which I say spill the tea a lot.
I like the one where it says, there was one on that list that I saw, because I was reading this online too. It said something about do it for the plot.
Yeah, do it for the plot is just basically like, it's basically like YOLO.
Yeah. No, but I kind of like that better than YOLO though, right?
Yeah, YOLO's got to go. And
like, do it for the plot.
And I feel kind of bad for everybody. You know, people have YOLO tattoos and stuff from 2010. It's just, oh man. If you do, I stand with you. I feel bad.
And it's 9:12. It's Chris and the crew. Remember, sometime this hour, you're listening for that Billie Eilish song. When it plays, be caller 9, and you're going to score those tickets. You can win them before you can buy them. Billie's coming to Philly, Wells Fargo Center, on October 5th.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.